Hey there, welcome to OPG's Tips and Tricks. Here I'm going to share some quick tips and some tricks that I think you'll find very useful. Let's get right to it. Photographers and videographers, this tip is such an important one and I think everybody should have. Do you have an emergency kit in your camera bag? During my Boy Scout days, I learned that being prepared was a great skill to acquire. Side note, I did everything I needed to get my Eagle Scout. I had all the merit badges and everything that I needed, and I aged out and never did my volunteer project, and I never forgive myself for not doing that. So anyway, almost an Eagle Scout, but learning how to be prepared was a great skill that I acquired during those formative days as a kid, and this has definitely applied to me being a wedding photographer. As you know, not only do we need to take great pictures and take great videos, but we need to be prepared for everything. And if you've been doing this a while, you know everything is always out there to happen in every single wedding that we shoot or event that we shoot. And I believe that the one thing that every photographer or videographer should have is an emergency kit at their disposal, something that we can easily reach for. And it's not something that should bog us down or should take up a lot of space in our camera bags, but is super important and should be easily accessible and with you at all times. I limit my kit to just a small Ziploc bag. And again, I keep it in a small Ziploc bag because I can see it really easily and find it in the dark and just easily can reach for it because it's, you know, plastic like a Ziploc bag. And here's what's in that bag. A small sewing kit, and a lot of times you can find one of these small sewing kits at a hotel, and they'll have them when you're in your hotel. It'll be one of those amenities that's in the bathroom. Grab those, put it in your bag. It's a great thing to have. Now, that small sewing kit has been used so many times, and once you break it open, you kind of got to throw it away. But you never know when you're going to need a needle and thread. This has worked for the following things: sewing up a bride's dress where a button fell off, and believe it or not, no one had a needle and thread. Number two, sewing up a pair of pants that gets the seam goes because you're bending down. Maybe your pants are a little bit tight. Can't say that it didn't happen to me. Yes, it did. Or maybe you get a hole in your knee. You can sew it up. There is tons and tons of things that this can be used for. Those are two main ones that I use them for. And I'm trying to think of some of the other things. Another thing that you could really have as a stain stick. Again, you never know when something bad can happen and somebody gets a coffee stain on the bride's dress or a bridal dress or a bridesmaid dress or even a groomsman shirt. Stain stick can solve that problem very quickly or at best alleviate some stress. Maybe it won't take the whole stain out, but it'll make them feel better knowing that maybe you got a little bit of the stain out. At least you tried, you did the best you could, right? Without that stain stick, you wouldn't even be able to try that, right? Baby wipes. This goes for a lot of things. It could be everything from just needing to wipe off your face after being sweaty all day. Maybe the bathroom doesn't have toilet paper. It happens. You're out in a big wedding someplace. Maybe it's out in the woods or something like that. Believe me, it comes in handy. Granola bar, just one small granola bar. I always have extra granola bars in my camera bag, but there'll be one wedding that you totally forgot to bring something to eat, and you can have that crunchy granola bar just to get you through from point A to point B and really keep you from starving that day. Or even better, perhaps somebody's really hungry and they just need to eat something. Their sugar levels drop to a place where, you know, they need to eat something, and you can save the day by giving them getting a little sugar in them. Sunscreen. Let me repeat this. Sunscreen. Super duper important. Now, I don't keep a big like a jar of sunscreen or a tube of sunscreen. All I have is like the face stick. It's just a small little stick. And I'm able to put that on my face in an emergency if I'm going to be out in the sun for a long period of time. Usually I put it on my nose and my ears and across my forehead and back of my neck, and that will protect me for at least the few hours that I'm standing out in the sun. You just never know when you're going to get stuck, and sunscreen, you know, is a great thing to have. A side note on that, I think that you should always put some sunscreen on before you leave for your wedding day, just as extra protection during your wedding day. We are out in the sun a lot doing our jobs, and we need to protect ourselves. And for somebody who's already gotten some things cut off of his face because he spent too much time in the sun, I highly recommend you put sunscreen on every day. All right, moving forward. That's the dad talking to me now, right? Bug spray. I cannot stress this one enough. You never know when you're going to be out someplace and you're going to need that bug spray. And many, 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 many times our wedding ceremonies are at dusk, and that's when all the mosquitoes come roaring out and they're going to get you. So a little bit of bug spray also goes a long way. One of the things that I like to use is those bug spray wipes where you can actually wipe them on your body. This way that liquid doesn't get out and doesn't explode or something like that. Sometimes I've had them explode when I've traveled before. And so I try and avoid the liquid bug spray and opt for something other than the liquid. All right. So, and again, there's lots of other things. I'd like to hear your thoughts on things that you put in your emergency kit, but those are my main things. And sometimes I add a few other things, and they come in and out, but that Ziploc bag doesn't get opened unless it's an emergency. That's the emergency, like if there's an emergency bag, that's my emergency bag. And I keep replacing those things, so they're brand new once I use them. And, just remember to replenish things when you do use them. All right. So that's my tip. If you don't have an emergency kit in your bag, I highly recommend that you do so. And again, I'd love to hear any other additional things that you've added to your emergency kit. Most importantly, it's about keeping it lightweight and having those just essential items that you need during a wedding day. We always have lots of other things that you should be prepared for. You should always be looking at your weather forecast to see if there's something else that you need, like an emergency poncho or an umbrella or anything else that you need to prepare for the wedding day. I always like to have some sort of windbreaker if it's going to be a windy day that I just kind of throw over myself just to be prepared, because umbrellas are great. But they're a lot to carry around. So those are something that I always leave in my car. Hope this tip was helpful, and I look forward to hearing your tips and tricks as well. Take care. Hey, do you have a tip or trick you want to share with us? Please email me, jgroup@orionphotogroup.com. I would love to hear your tips or tricks, and we'll even send you a nice little reward for doing so. Till then, thank you.